Okay, good morning. This week we are learning Brachos Daf Samach Gimel, and finally, also, Daf Samach Dalet. We're going to do that snippet also. Being Messiah in the Masechta, I want to thank our sponsors, David and Paul Baumzer and Omo Construction, as well as Bagel Munch for being able to support us the whole way through of the Masechta, and we are very excitingly reaching the Siyam this coming Shabbos. So we're on Samach Gimel and Aleph, the two dots around six lines down from the top. Kol chos me brachos v'mikdash v'chule. Our Mishnah had said that they had an interesting way of making brachos in the Beis Hamikdash, right? For example, when we say, this is Rashi's example in the Mishnah, when we say Shemoneh Esrei, we say Baruch Ata Hashem Chonin Hadoas, and the Beis Hamikdash they would say a longer version of Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Ha'olam V'Ad Ha'olam, and then we say Amen after a bracha, and they would say Baruch Shem Kol Machloso Li'Olam Vo'ed. So they have a longer, more verbose brachos in the Beis Hamikdash, and the Gemara says Kol Kach Lama. Why is there such a long bracha? Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Ha'olam V'Ad Ha'olam. Lefi She'ein Onin Amen B'Mikdash, because they don't say Amen in the Mikdash, they say Baruch Shem. Since they instead of Amen they have a longer Baruch Shem, so their bracha also is not just Baruch Ata Hashem, it's a longer Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Ha'olam V'Ad Ha'olam. How do you know what's the source that you don't say Amen in the Beis Hamikdash? Shneamar pasuk says Kumu Baruch Es Hashem Elokeichem Min Ha'olam V'Ad Ha'olam. That it says you should say Baruch Es Hashem Elokeichem Min Ha'olam V'Ad Ha'olam, which is like the lashon of Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Ha'olam V'Ad Ha'olam. And Ve'omer V'Ivarchu Shem Kvodecha Umrama Kol Baruch Osila. That they say Baruch Shem Kvodecha, like they would answer Baruch Shem Kvodecha Li'Olam Vo'ed on every single bracha. Yachol Kol Abrachos Kulan Dehelahen Tila Achas. Maybe they say all the brachos, and then instead of saying Baruch Shem after each one, they say one Baruch Shem at the end of all the brachos. Tamalomar Umrama Al Kol Bracha Osila, meaning Al Kol Bracha O Bracha Tainlo Osila. They should say Baruch Shem Kol Machloso Li'Olam Vo'ed after each individual bracha. That was the way they did it in the Beis Hamikdash. Mishnah then said, "Eskinu shehei Adam Shol b'Shalom Chaverah v'chule," that you should say Shalom to your friend with the Shem Hashem. You should use the same Hashem when greeting your friend. We had many different psukim to prove that. One was from Boaz, then from a Malach speaking to Gidon, and we had other psukim of Eis La'asos La'Hashem, and Tzegmur is confused, Maiva Omer, why did the Mishnah have to bring so many different psukim? Just learn from Boaz, and that should be enough that Boaz used the Shem Hashem, so we should also use Shem Hashem. So Mur explains, V'chitema Boaz midaitei denaf sheikamar. Maybe Boaz did it for himself, but we shouldn't learn from that, Lodoros. So Toshma, we bring a new pasuk, V'Hashem imcha, Givar Achayil, what the Malach Hashem had said to Gidon. V'chitema Malachu dekamar le Gidon. Maybe that's only what the Malach said to Gidon, but again, we shouldn't say that ourselves when we talk to people. Tashma, al tavos ki zikna imecha. Which we darshan as you shouldn't be mevazig, you shouldn't degrade or discredit the things that we see our zakenim do, and therefore if you see Boaz use the Shem Hashem, you should learn from him to use the Shem Hashem, because the pasuk says Ve'omer Eis Lasos LaHashem Hefiru Sarasecha, that there are times when you should do for the Ratzon Hashem, you should be mefer, you should go against the Torah, so to speak, for the Ratzon Hashem, you should go against the what we usually are concerned of, those Sisa Shem Hashem L'Kachal LaShav, to use Hashem's name in vain. Instead, you should be okay and be confident saying Hashem's name when you say Shalom to your friend, which is probably why we say Shalom Aleichem, because the word Shalom is the name of Hashem. A very interesting tshuva from Rav Sternbach. Rav Sternbach says, how should you greet somebody on Shabbos? Is it better to say good Shabbos? Or is it better to say, like he says, like the Sfardim say, Shabbat Shalom? So he actually discusses which is the better thing to say. And he says, perhaps it's in our Gemara, in our Mishnah, that you should greet someone with the Shem Hashem. So the word Shalom is the Shem Hashem. And therefore you should say Shabbat Shalom instead of saying good Shabbos. He answers, maybe the Zohar says that Shabbos itself is also the Shem Hashem. And so either way, you're covering your bases. But he's like passing about how you should greet somebody on Shabbos, which is a fascinating tshuva.
This grew up in Brooklyn, the Boston area. Rav Stelovich was actually very lucky about that. So he said, like, when the Europeans were coming in, they always said Shalom or good Shabbos. He said, say good Shabbos, you should also say Shalom Aleichem afterwards.
Right.
So I remember moving here, no one would reply. When I started saying Shabbat Shalom my first weeks here, no one would ever respond.
Yeah, it's a real shaila. Getting real halacha l'maisa over here. Amar Rava, Hi Kra Mireshe Lesefe Midrash Mireshe Lereshe Midrash. This pasuk Veisas Lo Hashem Heferus Orasecha. We had this before. You can darshan the pasuk from either reading from beginning to the end, or from reading from the end to the beginning. And we're going to explain as follows. Mireshe Lesefe Midrash, from beginning to end, you can read the pasuk and darshan as follows. Eis Lasos LaHashem. There are times when you should go for Hashem, which Rashi explains that Hashem has to provide justice and punish people who go against Ratzon Hashem, my ta'am mishum heferu sarasecha, because they went against the Torah. So for the purpose of Hashem, those people get face paranios. And misefe lemireshe midrash, also you can read it in the reverse, that heferu sarasecha, sometimes you have to go against the Torah, my ta'am mishum eis lasos Hashem, because it's for the sake of Hashem, which is our example from our Mishnah of greeting people Which goes against the Torah, so to speak. It's for the purpose of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tanya, Hillel Azakin Omer Beshas Hamachnisim Pazer. In times when people are already, people are staying on their own, they're not spreading Torah. So Pazer, you should spread Torah. You should teach to others if nobody else is doing it. But Beshas Hamafazrim, when other people are already spreading Torah, so Kanis, you have the permission to just stay on your own and learn individually. The Imra Isa Dorsha Torah Chaviva Alav. If you see a generation where people are really appreciate and love the Torah, so Pazer, you should see as an opportunity to spread Torah. Shneimar Yesh Mifazer Benosaf Od. The Imra Isa Dorsha Ein HaTorah Chaviva Alav. If it's a generation where people are not loving the Torah and they may be mevaza the Torah, then Kanes, you shouldn't spread the Torah because there's a concern they're gonna discredit and disparage the Torah. Shneimar Isa Asos LaHashem Hefiras Harasecha. Again, you should be made for the Torah. You should keep the Torah in for the purpose of the of Aratzon of Hashem to not be mevaza the Torah. Darash bar kapara zolas kavutz kene mina. Rashi is talking about just business. If pragmatia, if something is cheap, if merchandise is cheap, so kavutz kene mina, you should go and buy a lot of it because maybe it's going to go up in value later, and it seems to be good business advice. The Enakov says it's also talking about Torah. If you see a piece of Torah people aren't learning, or at a time when people aren't learning, or after davening when people aren't necessarily coming, and you come, so that's an opportunity to gather the Torah when it's cheap, when people aren't taking advantage, it's going to have more value later on. The Gemara continues. Darash Ba'asar delays gavar taman have gavar. In a place where there is no man standing up, so taman have gavar, you should be the man to stand up, which sounds very familiar to the Mishnah and Avos, which says b'makom she'ein ish hishtadel liyos ish. The Marsha says that Mishnah and Avos is talking about tzarchei tzibur being involved in the tzarchei tzibur, and our Gemara is talking about Talmud Torah. If there's no one to spread Torah, to teach Torah, to paskin the shailas, so you should stand up and you should do it. You should be the gevar who's going to spread Torah. Amar Abaye Shvami Yinova Asar De Is Gevar Taman. If there is already a person there, there's already a rav in the shul, so that's not your place. Lo Tahavi Gevar, you shouldn't stand up and be a rav and to be a Moreh Halacha when there's already somebody who's already teaching the Torah. The Gemara says Pshita. Obviously, I shouldn't step on his toes if he's already paskin shailas for the shul. I shouldn't try to do that myself. Gemara says Lo Nitzrcha Ela B'Shesheim Shavin. Even when they're both equal, I would have thought if I'm the equivalent to that other rav, so I can also try to push my way in. Gemara says that no, if there's already somebody there, then you should leave him. Darash bar kapara, Ezehu parsha katana shekol gufei Torah tluyin ba. What's one small parsha in the Torah that the entire Torah is tluyin? Vasuk says bechol drachecha da'eyu v'hu yasher archosecha, that in everything you do bechol drachecha and all that you do, you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He will straighten your paths. Amarava apilu dvar avera, even when you have to do a dvar avera for the purpose of Hashem, that there are times when you have to do it in all of your ways you should know Hashem, even when you have to do an avera. Rashi gives an example of Eliyahu Bahar Carmel doing things that seem to be against the Torah, but for the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Darash bar kapara, the olam ilamid admes beno omnes nikiya vekala. You should try to teach your child a nice, easy profession. Mahi amar avchista mach the talmi yusa. It's referring to some sort of sewing, which is a nice, clean business. There's no chashash of gezel in or anything. It's a very nice, clean business. That would be a great idea. Tanya, Rabbi Yomer, the olam al yarba adam reyim besof besa. You shouldn't have too many friends around your house. You shouldn't have too open of a door. Shneimar ish reyim lehisro eya. It can end up making you crooked. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Aymana Adam Apetrapis Bezoch Beso. You shouldn't appoint an Apetrapis, someone who's going to be in charge of all your possessions in your house. Shall Mali Lomina Potiphar, yes, Yosef Apetrapis. Because imagine if Potiphar hadn't had Yosef in his house, so Bezoch Beso, Lo Bala Osadavar, Yosef wouldn't have had that predicament with Ashes Potiphar. It's better not to have other people just roaming around your house. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Lamanismacha Parshas Nazir Parshas Sota. It is, people are familiar probably from Rashi Ala Torah, which points out in Parshas Naso that immediately following the Parsha of Sota, the woman who secludes herself with another man. It then teaches us the halachos of Nazir. So why that juxtaposition? Lomar lecha shekol haroa sota bilkokula yazir atzma min ayayin. If someone sees what happens to the sota who was not faithful in her marriage, so he's going to realize that probably came from having too much wine, and therefore I should separate myself from wine. That's a way to make sure this doesn't happen to me. Balei Musar point out that's not enough to just see it. You'd think that, oh, if I saw what happened to somebody, how the terrible bizayon that happened to the woman who did this, maybe that's enough to protect me from this happening to me in the future. Because I'll say, no, you have to take something active, proactively take on something tangible to protect yourself from happening in the future. Amar Chizkia, Breder Aparnach, Amar Rav Yochanan. Lama Nismecha, Parsha Soto, Parsha Chumos and Maestros. Right? Immediately following the Parsha of separating Chumos and Maestros and giving them out to the Kohanim and Levim, it says the Parsha of Sota, of having an unfaithful wife, Lama Lacha, to teach us. Kol Sheyeshal Chumos and Maestros, Ve'enanos on the Kohen, if you have and don't give out your Chumos and Maestros to the Kohen, Sof Nitzach Le Kohen, Aide Ishto. You're going to end up needing the Kohen for your Ishis Sota, the way your wife's going to also not be faithful. You're going to need the Kohen if you don't give out Chumos and Maestros. Shnemar Ve'ishis Karashav Lo Yiyu. If you lo you, if you keep your kachim to yourself, the samach le ish ish kisista ishto v'ksev v'hevi ha ish es ishto. So therefore, since they're one after the other, if you don't get chumos and maestros, you're going to eventually have an eshes sota. What's the connection between that? Why is my wife going to cheat on me because I don't give chumos and maestros? So the Shem Yishmol says perhaps it's not like a punishment. It's a practical repercussion because a marriage is supposed to be foundation, have a foundation of giving and having a nature of giving to other people. And if you're the person who's stingy, who isn't willing to give away your chumos and maestros, so perhaps that's going to lead to shalom bias issues. That's a beautiful reference from the Shem Yishmol. Not only that, but you're also you're going to need those maestros as maestro ani. You're going to be so poor, you're going to need those handouts yourself. You're going to need it for yourself, for him. If you give it to Muslim maestros, so if Misasher, you're going to get rich. Here it means, you're going to have a lot of money if you give out your chumos o maestros. If you're Meshatif, if you let Hashem join in your tsar, Rashi says that you dive into Hashem if you have tsar, or you say, Darin Ha'emes, you acknowledge that even the bad things come from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So if you acknowledge Hashem is present in your tsar, then you're going to have double parnasas. Parnasa is going to fly to you, katzipor, like a bird. Lashon of toafos is like a bird flying. You're going to have extra parnasa if you acknowledge Hashem in your tzaros. Anyone who is lax in Divrei Torah, they're not going to be able to stand in a distressful day. Even if you're just lax in one mitzvah, it's going to lead to issues. In any way, just being lax in even one mitzvah can be problematic. Okay, so now we're going to have a story for the next bit of Chanina. Chanina was Ma'aber Shanim. We know right now we're going to Shanim Oberes. We're going to have an extra Adar this year. And so those cheshbonos of how many months we should have of Adar, and for every single month how long it should be, it's all supposed to be done in Eretz Yisrael. And about myself, Chanina tried to do all those calculations in Chutz La'aretz, which was inappropriate, and therefore we came after him. So Amar of Safra, Rabbi Avo have a Mishtai. Rabbi Avo tell the following story. Kishayarad Chanina ben Achi or Yehoshua the Gola. Sorry about that. When Chanina went to Gola, he was in Babel and Galus. He was doing those things, calculating the extra months and the years in Chutz La'aretz. It's inappropriate. So Shigru Acharav Shnei Tamei Chachamim. Eretz Yisrael people sent over to Chanina two Tamei Chachamim to try to stop him. Who were they? Rav Yosi ben Kefar, Uben Benosh, Rav Shal Zecharia ben Kabuto. So they both came. When Chanina saw these two Tamei Chachamim came, Amar Lahem, Lama Basem, what did you guys come here for? Amru Lei, Lama Torah Banu. They tried to say undercover. We came to learn Torah. So Hichis Aleim, he announced about these people who had come. Anashim Halalu, Gedolei Adorhim, they're Avavoseim, Shimshu Beis HaMikdash. These are very special people. Their ancestors were in the Didavod on Vesa Mikdash, as it taught in Yomuk in the Mishnah, Kosa Shashaninu, Zechariah ben Kavutal, Omer Habe Pa'amim Karisi, Lefana, Besefer Daniel. Zechariah ben Kavutal, the grandfather, or the ancestor of this Ben Beno, so Zechariah ben Kavutal, so he would be in Vesa Mikdash, he would be reading the Sefer Daniel to the Kohen on the night before Yom Kippur to keep him awake. So he was involved, he's a very chashuv person. So Hizchil, who mitame behem mitaharin, who oser behem matirin. So Chanina realized that he was paskening things and these two Tamei Chachamim were always paskening against him. He said it was Tamei, they said Tzar. He said it was Aser, they said it was Mutter. So now he's like, hey, these guys don't know what they're talking about. So he starts to try to discredit these two Tamei Chachamim who had come, so that they don't know what they're talking about. But they respond to him, Amri lo, kvar banisa v'yate yachol listor. Kvar gadarta v'yate yachol lifrot. You've already built us up and you announced how great these two people who came to visit you are. You can't now just discredit us and tell us that we don't know what we're talking about. So now he asks, what's going on? Why do you go against all of my psaks? Amru lo, mipnei because you're acting inappropriately. Chanina, you're being ma'aber chadashim, ma'aber shanim in chutz la'aretz, and so we two came to try to stop you, and so we're going to try to go against you, so people don't follow what you do. Amalahem, he responds. He says, "No, it's okay what I'm doing." Rabbi Akiva used to do this in chutz la'aretz, calculate the extra the months and the years. Amrulo, they responded to him, "No, Hanach Rabbi Akiva, that was different." Shalom, he niach kemos of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva was calculating the years in chutz la'aretz because there was no one in Eretz Yisrael who could do the job. But now you're doing this in chutz la'aretz, and there are people in Eretz Yisrael who are just like you who could who can have that responsibility. Amrulahem, he says back to them, "Af anilo hanachti kemos of Eretz Yisrael. I'm also pretty chashev. There isn't anybody like me in Eretz Yisrael." Amrulah, they said, "No, you're wrong. Gediem shehinachta naasu tiyashim ba'ali karnayim. The little goats that you left in Eretz Yisrael now have grown up. So yes, when you left Eretz Yisrael, you were the best guy and now you're the best guy in Chutz La'aretz. But now people in Eretz Yisrael, they got more chashev and now they are able to do it on their own. And therefore now, Chanina, it's inappropriate for you to be ma'aber shanim in Chutz La'aretz." And so now the Haim, those people in Eretz Yisrael, shegronu etzlacha, they sent us to Tunichachamim to try to stop you. V'chein amrulanu lechuve imrulo, go and tell Chanina, they told us to go tell Chanina, bishmeinu, imshameyat muta ve'im lav yehe benidui. Either listen to us and stop doing this in Chutz La'aretz, or we're going to excommunicate you from Klal Yisrael. And also tell everybody else who's there in Babel who's listening to Chanina, say im shomin mutav. If you listen to us and put Chanina in nidui, excommunicate him, then great. Im lav yalu lahar. You may as well go up to a mountain and do kfira and totally reject the religion. What should you do? Achya yibnim is bayach again. Achya bodim is bayach in a chutz la'aretz on a mountain. And Chananya and I can bekinor have someone else to do the instruments. V'yichafru kul. You could all just perform acts of kfira because you're going against what we're saying to do in Eretz Yisrael. But Yomru, Ein Lahem Chelek Elokei Yisrael, and announce that you don't have any portion of Elokei Yisrael in our religion. Miyad Ga'u Kol Ha'am, they took that to heart. And he said, no, but they started crying. V'amru Chas Shalom, Yishlanu Chelek Elokei Yisrael, we didn't mean to go against anything that you guys were doing in Eretz Yisrael, and we were sorry for what we did, and they realized that they were inappropriate to be calculating the Shana Mechadashim in Chutz La'aretz. The kol kach lama. Why do we care? What's wrong with doing this in Chutz La'aretz? Mishom shenemar ki mitzion tizei Torah v'dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, that this should all be done in Yerushalayim, specifically in Eretz Yisrael. So question on the story, Bishlama Hum Tahar Behematarin. Remember, Chanina was saying the things were Tameh and they were saying Tahar. He said Tahar and they said Tameh. So how does that work? So I understand why he says Tahar and they say Tameh. So the Chumra, they're gonna be Machmir. He was Mekel, they're Machmir, that's fine. Ella Humatame Behematarin, he's gonna say it's Tameh, they're gonna say it's Tahar. How could they paskin Lekula after he was already Machmir? But Tanya, it says in the Braisa, Chakam Shatime in Khavir Roshay Latahir, Asar in Khavir Rashai Lahatir. Once one Rav was Machmir, the other, you can't go ask another Rav and have another Rav be Makel for you. How could they do that? So Kasavri, Gihechi, Delo Nigriru, Basre, because they wanted to make sure that no one followed Chanina, who was acting inappropriately in Chutz La'aretz, so they acted inappropriately, they themselves, they shouldn't have, but they were being Makel once one else was Machmir, just to go against him. But you're right, the Chathchila, once one Rav was Machmir, you can't go ask another Rav who's going to then be Makel. There's a question, there's a Chakir about this, is this a problem for the Shoel or a problem for the Rav? Is it me as a who has a Shaila that I can't ask, if I get a tough answer from one Rav, I can't go ask another Rav? Or is it that from the Rav's perspective, that he can't paskin on Shailas, that there's another Rav who already paskined on that Shaila?
Was this considered the interesting way in Nes Lasod, Nes Lasod?
Very possibly, right? So they're being made for the Torah, they're going against the Halacha. Right, yeah, very interesting. Very, very possibly could be the connection between what we're talking about over here and what came up earlier.
Was he closer on the end? It sounds like everybody else was crossed.
Right, yeah, it's not clear. We don't have any record.
Right.
Yeah, everybody else was definitely on board. But yeah, I'm not sure. It's very possible that he was not. It's not clear from our Gemara. Another question about why this is. Why is it that if I already got a Machmir Psak from one Rav, I can't go ask another person to get a more Makel Psak? But Pasha seems like it's a kavod thing. That if I already got a one psak the chumra from one rav, so it's a pegima on his kavod to go ask somebody else. It's like, I don't like this rav. I want to ask somebody else. But the rush says, I think it's in it comes up in Nida and Avodah Zarah. I think the rush in Nida says actually it's a halacha about shavya nafsha chaticha di isura. Perhaps kind of like a neder. Like once I already ask someone, is this bagel kosher? So to me, it's usher. It's really, it's treif. If someone says it's treif, then it's already treif to me. I can't go ask somebody else to say it's mutter. I've already accepted upon myself this is going to be treif. So is it because of me personally, this is like a nether I took, I can't have this? Or is it because, no, the bagel's fine, but it's inappropriate to the person's kavod to go ask somebody else? I mean, Nafkamina is about that. Let's say I get a bagel next week. So can I, this bagel is traded to me, but another bagel wouldn't be a problem. If I already asked the Shaila, if I already asked the second Rav, so can I rely on this Teret? So if it's a matter of being Poge Miskavod, so once I've already asked Shaila, I've already done the damage. I can still rely on his answer and eat the bagel. But if it's the bagel's as usher to me now, so then I can't go asking anybody else. I can't rely on the answer, even b'di'evad. Many different nafkaminas about that, what the reason is. It's probably really both, that it's mitzad you and mitzad the kavod of the rav. Also, if the other rav, if everyone agrees the other rav is a better rav, so let's say you ask me, and you ask Rabbi Glasser, so I'm not insulted if you ask Rabbi Glasser after asking me, I am not the posek of the shul. So that wouldn't be a pegima to my kavod to ask Rabbi Glasser the second rav, but if it's mitzad the bagel is usher, so once I pass in the bagel is usher, so then it'd be a personal, you would not be able to ask anybody else. That's another nafkamina. Many of nafkaminas to that. Very interesting shayla. Let's keep going, because we got a lot to do. Tana Rabbanan. Kisha. Tana Rabbanan. All these Rabbanim, these four Tanoim, were the ones who came to Karen B'Yavne, the yeshiva in Yavne, and so Pisco Kulam B'Chavad Achsanya B'Darshu, they all darshened various halachos for their hosts, as we are about to, the rest of the page is going to discuss the various things that they all taught. Rabbi Yehuda, the first one's going to have two different drashos, and then the rest we're going to have also on the bottom for the other Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda, who was always the first person to speak, so he was the first to darshan b'chavad Torah. He darshaned things in regards to the kavod Torah, the darash. From this past week's parsha, it says, "Moshe yikaches ha'ol v'natol mechutz l'machane." This is what Rabbi Rothberger's podcast is, if you listen to on the WhatsApp afterwards, about this pasuk from this past week's parsha. After the Chet Ha'egel, Moshe removed his ohel from the machane, and v'halot ram kal v'chomer, me the following kal v'chomer, Uma Aron Hashem, shlo hayamarucha, ke'ela shneimasar mil, that the Aron Hashem was 12 mil away from the camp, an Amra Torah, v'hayam kol mevakesh Hashem, yatsa elo amoed, you call him a mevakesh Hashem, someone who seeks Hashem, if you go to 12 mil to go to the Torah. So Tmei Chachamim, Shaholchem Meir Leir Meidinu Medina Lo Motora Alachas Kama Kama. So even more so, those who the Tmei Chachamim who go from city to city and from town to town to learn Torah, even more than 12 mil, even more so, they are called the Mevakshe Hashem. So around Samach Gimel and Beis, around now the first wide, the widest of the widest lines. V'devar Hashem al Moshe upon him. Hashem spoke to Moshe upon him. Amar Rav Yitzchak Amalok Hashbaruch Hu LeMoshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Ani va'ata nazbir panim ba'halacha. Let's learn halacha together. That's perhaps what panim upon him means. We should learn together halacha. Ikeda Amri Kach Malok Hashbaruch Hu. Another version. Hashem said to Moshe, LeMoshe, Kishem Shani Yisbarti Lecha Panim Kach Ata Hazbir Panim LeYisrael. Hashem says, just like I gave you time and a personal relationship, you should also give that over to Klal Yisrael and also give them time, and therefore v'hachzir ha'ohel l'makomo, you should therefore return your ohel back to the camp. Moshe moved his camp, his ohel, after the Chet Ha'egel, and now you should move it back to the camp to be able to spend time together with Klal Yisrael. As it says in the next pasuk, v'shav v'machane, that Moshe then returned his ohel to the rest of the camp. Amar b'yavo, amaloka shbaruchu l'moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, achshav yomru harav b'kas v'tamid b'kas. After the Chet Ha'egel, everyone knows Hashem is obviously mad at us, and they're going to think also, if Moshe moved his camp, his tent, out of the camp, they're going to think that Moshe also is mad at them too. So Yisrael, matay aleihem, if even the person who's Moshe is supposed to be the one who fights for us is also mad at us, then what chance do we have? So matamachzur ha'olam komo mutav. Hashem says, Moshe, you should return your ohel back to the camp. But in Lav, Yehoshua ben Nun Tamircha, Meshar Yistachtecha, Yehoshua, your student's going to take over for you in your place, V'hayna Dechziv, V'shav Al HaMachaneh, and therefore Moshe listened and did return to the camp. Amar Rava, Af Al Pichein, even though Moshe did return to the camp, and so the Yehoshua shouldn't be taking over, but Lo Yatzah Adav Levatala, it didn't fully go in vain, and it was fulfilled to a certain extent, Shana Amar, U'meshar So, Yehoshua ben Nun, Na'ar, Lo Yamish B'tocha Oel, that Yehoshua was always under Moshe, and therefore Yehoshua was the next person to take over after Moshe was finished. The old Pasach of Yehuda, Nari Yehuda's second drasha, the Kavod HaTorah. Medorash has case who Shema Yisrael. Pasuk says Bnei Yisrael should has case. They should be silent and they should listen to Hayom Hazeh Niyeis Elam, because on this day you are becoming a nation. There's a pasuk in Kisavo all the way at the end of the Torah. And what do you mean that today you're becoming a nation? V'chiyosu Hayom, this is the Torah of the Yisrael. Is it today at the end? Obviously at the end of the Torah. That's Matan Torah. That happened a lot earlier in Parshas Yisrael. V'halohu Oso Yom Sofar Ba'im Shana Haya. That was at the end of the 40th year, at the end of Moshe's life. That's many years after Matan Torah. What does it mean that today you become a nation? If those who love Torah, every single day is like the day of Matan Torah that you receive the Torah from Har Sinai. Amar of Tanchum Breda Rav Chia Ish Kfar Ako Teda. You know this from Shahari Adam Kore Kriyashma Shachris Va'arvis. By Kriyashma, you say it every single day and night. Kriyashma also it says Asher Anochim Etzavcha Hayom. Rashi El Torah says that by Kriyashma specifically, it says Hayom that every day it should be like the first day that you got this mitzvah of Kriyashma. And so Erev Echad Enu Kore. If you miss even one night of Kriyashma, Doma Kamisha Lo Kara Kriyashma Yolam. It says if you never said Kriyashma ever, meaning it's clearly you're not viewing every single day as a new today. Hashem told me to do this mitzvah, because if every single day was like the first day you were commanded, you wouldn't even miss one day. You wouldn't even let one day pass by. That's what the Marsha explains, that line about Kriyashma. The second drasha on this pasuk of Haskeis. So this pasuk of Haskeis, Ushma Yisrael, first we said that the pasuk teaches us that every day is like Matan Torah. Now secondly, Haskeis, Asu Kitos Kitos, the Isku B'Torah. You should learn in groups. You shouldn't learn Torah on your own. You should learn in groups, in chaburas, on Sunday mornings. Torah is only acquired through a chabura. What does that pasuk mean? It should be a sword on the necks of the Tamei Chachamim. That they learn Torah only bad bevad on their own, and not with a chavrusa, and not with a chabura. Below od, they're also going to lose intelligence by learning on their own. They're going to maybe they won't learn the appropriately if they don't have somebody else with them. As Pasuk says, "Venoalu," which we know means "Asherinoalnu," that we acted foolishly. It's also a chait when you learn on your own, right? Perhaps because it's going to lead to you to not properly understand and ultimately lead to sin. Shneimar va'asher chatanu, as that pasuk concludes, va'asher chatanu. Another pasuk which teaches us that the word noalu means that you're foolish and therefore learning on your own makes you is metapshin. Okay, now the third drasha on Haskeis Shema Yisrael. The Avar Acher Haskeis Shema Yisrael. Kisesu Atzmechem Adivrei Torah. You should break yourself, crush yourself while learning Torah. Kedamar Yish Lakish. As Yish Lakish says, Amar Yish Lakish. Minayin She'in Adivrei Torah Miskayimin El B'mishim Mei Misatzmo Aleha. The Torah is only Miskayim if you're someone who kills yourself over the Torah with Amelos. Shereimar Zos HaTorah Adam Kiyamos Ba'Oel. But this Adam Kiyamos Ba'Oel. You should be Misa by Zos HaTorah. You should be Mei Misatzmo. Kill yourself over the Torah, working really, really hard to understand Pshat in the Torah. The fourth drasha of this pasuk, Adavar Acher, Haskeis Shema Yisrael, Has V'Acher Kach Kiseis. First, you should be silent and understand the basic level of understanding of the Gemara, of the Torah, and then Kiseis, and then afterwards you should go analyze in depth further. Kedir Rava, Da'amar Rava, La'ol Milmud Adam Torah, V'Acher Kach Yege. You should first learn Torah at a more bekias, a more basic level, and then you should be Yege, then you should go more in depth and analyze more. So we had four different drashos in Haskeis Shema Yisrael. First, telling us that every single day is like Matan Torah. Second, you should learn in kitos with chabura, with other people. Third, that you should kiss to asmechem, you should crush yourself over the Torah. And then fourth, that you should be has v'achach kiseis, be silent and learn the more basic level, and then afterwards learn more in depth. Amri de Berab Yanai, Pasuk says, my dechsev ki mitz chalav yotzi chema, u mitz av yotzi dam, u mitz apayim yotzi riv. What does this pasuk mean? So b'mi ata motzei chema shel Torah, where do you find the butter of the Torah, the best of the Torah? B'mi shemeki chalav sheyanak mishadei imo aleha. Someone who spits out the milk that they nurse from their mother over the Torah. Perhaps some reference to working hard on Torah. Marsha says that you throw away all the things that you, when you were younger, that you used to enjoy. Get rid of all those things and you just work hard on the Torah without any of the other ta'anugim. Pasuk then continued, umitz af yotzidam. What does that mean? Umitz af yotzidam. Kol Talmud should koes alav rabo pam rishona b'shosek. Any Talmud whose Rebbe got mad at him once and he was silent, he took it. So zoche lahavchin ben dam tameh ledam tahor. He's therefore going to be zoche to differentiate between dam tameh and dam tahor, and he's going to learn a more higher level of understanding. And then the pasuk continued. Omitz apayim yotzi riv. What does that mean? Kol tam chacham, kol tam shekoyt alav rabo pam rishona vishniya vishosig. Any tam but his rebbe got mad at him once, twice, and he was still shosig, so he's going to be zoche. You don't understand dinim amudas and dinim nefashos. The tana of Yishmael Omer harotsa she yischakim. If you want to be mischakim to get really smart, yasuk b'dinim amudas she ain't the chamiktsa b'tor yoser mehen she ain't kemaaya noveya. Dinim amudas learning monetary halachos are much more complicated, and therefore that's requires an extra level of havchana of understanding. It's like a flowing spring kemaaya noveya. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmeni, my dechsev im navalta behez nasei beim zamosa yad lepeh. So the pasuk we darshin that to mean kol hamenabel atzmo al tibei Torah, anyone who lowers himself and disgraces himself for the Torah, so for lehez nasei is ultimately going to be raised up. As Rashi explains, he's not embarrassed to ask questions. That even when he doesn't understand something, he'll ask questions. People, even though it's a little degrading of himself to ask questions, that's going to ultimately raise him up. The im zamam, and if you muzzle yourself, then yad lepeh. Rashi explains if you don't ask questions and you're too embarrassed, then you're not going to end up knowing what to answer other people. You're gonna, you have to close your mouth. You're not going to have enough understanding if you don't are not willing to ask questions to your rebbe. So now we're up to the second Rebbe. So we had the four different Tanaim who were in Keren B'Yavne who are darshaning these various drashos. We had first Rebbe Yehuda who had two drashos, one about Moshe and the tent, and one about Haskeis Shema Yisrael. And now we're up to the second Pasach Rebbe Nechemia Bechvod Achsanya. He darshaned about the kavod of the Achsanya of hosting people. V'darash my dechsev ayomer Shaul el Hakeni lechu suru redu mitoch amaleki pen osifcha imo. So Shaul was attacking Amalek. As you know, Shaul attacked Amalek. And first he told Kani, who descended from Yisro, he told them, guys, you should get out of the way. Don't stand too close to Amalek because we're about to go wage war on these people. And he did that because they did a chesed to us many years earlier. What did Kani do? So Kani came from Yisro, and Yisro had done had honored us earlier, as we're going to explain. So Yisro took in Moshe, but that was really only for Yisro's own personal kavod. So even more so, if you're a host who hosts Talmid Chacham and you feed him and you give him to drink and you give him whatever he needs, so even more so, if it's not kavod atzmo, you'll be zoche to great things. Just even more so, kavod chomer from Yisrael. That was the second drasha of Rabbi Nechemia. And now third, Pasach Rabbi Yossi b'kavod achsanya b'darash. Los ha'sa'ev adomi ki chahu, los ha'sa'ev mitzri ki ger ha'yisa b'arzo. You shouldn't take advantage of an adomi or a mitzri, even though they're Mitzrayim, and Elotar and Kalvachomer. Uma Mitzrayim, Shalok Kirvu Es Yisrael, Elotarach Atzman. The Mara says the Mitzrayim, they hosted us in the land of Mitzrayim, but it was only for their own personal benefit. Shinai Mara, as it says, that Paro says to Yosef, Em Yadata of Yeshbam Anche Chayil, Vesamtam Sari Mikne, Allah Sharli. Paro let Yosef's family come in. He says, by the way, if anybody here is good at watching animals, then maybe they can watch some of my stuff. So Paro let us in, but it was only for his own personal Tzorech, and still we say that we shouldn't take advantage of any mitzri, that they get rewarded for that, so to speak, and that we have to show them a certain level of respect. So even more so, kacham aret tamechacham bezoch beso umachilo umashkehu mahano menechasav alachas kam vekama. If you're gonna have tamechacham and it's not for your personal benefit, but you're giving him to eat and drink, and you're giving him anything he needs from your possessions, even more so, you're gonna get rewarded. Then the fourth, this is the last of the Karen B'Yavne drashos, pasach of Elazar benosher of Yosi Haglili bechavod achsanya v'dorash. Vayivarech Hashem as Oved Edom ba'avur Aron ha'elokim. So Oved Edom was watching over the Aron, and therefore he got a bracha from Hashem. Palot Ram Kal v'chomer Uma Aron shelo achal v'shasa. The Aron is very easy to take care of. It doesn't eat, it doesn't drink. Ela kaved v'rachat zafanav v'rivaribet zafanav. All you have to do is just, you have to sweep and clean up a bit in front of the Aron, so it shouldn't be a disgrace. But you don't have to do so much to take care of the Aron. So kacham arich tamechacham b'zoch beso uma achilo mashkeu uma hanu menachasav achat kam v'kama. Even more so, tamechacham who does eat and does drink and requires more to take care of him, even more so, you'll get rewarded for hosting. So those are different drashos about hosting. So these Rabbanim who were in Yavnes, they're thanking all their hosts for hosting them, that it's so great to host us, Kavachomer, from hosting the Aaron and from Mitzrayim hosting Bnei Israel, and from Yisrael hosting Moshe. So Mahi Bracha Sheberichu, what's the bracha, what's the reward that Oved Edom got for hosting the Aron? Amar Yehuda bar Zvida zu chamos v'ches kaloseha sheyaldu shisha shisha b'keres echad. It's referring to his wife and his eight daughters-in-law who all had a lot of kids. They all had six kids at once. Shenemar, Pa'alti has the buzzing now from Divrei Hayamim, which is supports this the calculation of having six kids from each of his wife and daughters-in-law. Pa'alti Hashmini, Viksiv Ki Bercho Elokim, Kol Ela Bebnei Obed Edom Hema, Ovnei Va'acheim Ish Chayil VeKoach LaAvoda Shishim VeShnayim LaOvid Edom. That there were 62 kids to Obed Edom, and Rashi goes through the calculation of how if you have between his wife and the eight daughters-in-law and each having six kids, it ends up adding up to that 62 from that pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Now we are on Samach Dalet, the final daf of Maseches Brachos. Amar Rav Avin Halevi, Kol Adochek Es Hashah Sha'a Dochakto. Anyone who pushes, who forces the moment that they push their way, even when it isn't their appropriate time, so Sha'a Dochakto, they're going to be pushed away by the time if it's not appropriate. Kol Hanidchem Pnei Hashah, anyone who it is their time and that they allow themselves to be pushed away, so Sha'a Nidachas Mipanav, then they're going to end up moving forward and the time's going to push away for themselves. So don't push yourself forward if it's not appropriate for you at an undeserved time. And that's learned from Midarabba Verav Yosef. The Rav Yosef, Sinai, Verabba, Oker Harim. So Rav Yosef was a Sinai. Rashi explains that he was more knowledgeable in Bekias, so to speak. He had a more wide understanding of Kol Torah Kula. And Rabba was Oker Harim. He knew more Pilpul. He knew more Ian. He knew more in depth in the various parts of the Torah. And they had to pick Itzrecho Lehu Shaita. They had to pick Rosh Hashiva. So who did they pick? Did they pick Rav Yosef, who's a Sinai, or Rabba, who's the Oker Harim? So Shalchu LaHasam, the response was Sinai VeOker Harim. So they asked Sinai VeOker Harim, Ezme and Kodem, which one should get precedence for being appointed as Rosh Yeshiva? Should it be the Sinai or the Oker Harim? Shalchu Lahu Sinai Kodem. The Sinai should be picked first. Rav Yosef should be the Rosh Yeshiva. Sha'akol Trichin Lamare Chatya, because we need the owner of the wheat. We need the person who has the most broad scope of Torah to be our Rosh Yeshiva. So therefore, Rav Yosef was the one who should have been picked as the Rosh Yeshiva. Afal Pichein, lo kibal of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef did not accept to be the Rosh Yeshiva, even though he was the Sinai. He didn't accept to be the Rosh Yeshiva. To Amrile Kaldai, because he had heard from the astrologers that his mazel was that Malachta Tartin Shnin. You're only going to be Rosh Yeshiva for 2 years, and then you're going to die. So he didn't want to become Rosh Yeshiva if he was only going to live for 2 more years. So he decided to pass on the role to Rabba. Molach Rabba Esrim v'Tartin Shnin. So Rabba was for 22 years Rosh Yeshiva, and then Molach Rav Yosef Tartin Shnin. Rav Yosef was for Tartin Shnin Upalga for 2.5 years. So he thought he was only going to be Rosh Yeshiva for 2 years. He was ultimately Rosh Yeshiva for 2.5 years. So perhaps that's what we are learning from, that if you allow the time to push away for yourself, you don't stand up and take the position when you have the opportunity, so Shad Chespipanov, then you're going to ultimately win out. And he had an extra half a year added to his Rosh Yeshiva years because he didn't because he had the anava to allow others to take the place instead.
Was the anava really more the fact that he just didn't want to face his peril?
Right. Yeah. So I think in the Gemara in Horios, which has the Semach Shakavataria, there it emphasizes the anava aspect, as well as the following line in the Gemara, which also perhaps is an emphasis of his anava. That Kol Hanach Sheni the Malach Rabba, Sir of Yosef. All the years that Rabba was the Rosh Yeshiva, Sir of Yosef, Afilu Omna Lebeise Lo Bukara, he didn't even call a doctor or a bloodletter into his house to do a house call. He always went to them, which they explain as a lashon of anava, that he was an anava, that he wouldn't, even though he was not Rosh Yeshiva, he felt he wasn't deserving of Rosh Yeshiva status. So he, not only did he let Rabba be the Rosh Yeshiva, but he also wouldn't let people come over to him, and he would always go to them. Okay. Amar Rabbi Avin Halevi, my dechsev yancha Hashem biyom sarah yitzagavcha Hashem Elokei Yaakov. Pasuk says we should call out to Hashem, will answer us, but which Hashem? That Hashem is Elokei Yaakov. What do you mean, Elokei Yaakov? The Gemara asks, Elokei Yaakov, but lo Elokei Avraham v'Yitzchak? Isn't Hashem not also the God of Avraham and Yitzchak? Mikan lebal hakora sheyikanes ba'avya shel kora. From here we see that the owner of the beam should be carrying the the heavy part. They should carry the thick part. They should take the brunt of the beam. So too, we are the Elokei. We are the Bnei Yisrael. We're the children of Yaakov. We're the Shvatim. We come from the Shvatim from Yaakov most recently, and therefore Yaakov is the one who's going to be taking the responsibility to fight for us in Shemayim. And then he gets hana from a suda which Talmid Chacham is present at. It's like they're getting hana from the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. They all had a meal with Moshe, with the Chosein Moshe, and Moshe was there too. Lefnei Ha'alokim, before Hashem. V'chi lefnei Ha'alokim achlu, did they really eat before Hashem? V'lo lefnei Moshe achlu, they ate before Moshe. Rashi al-Torah says that the Moshe was actually the waiter and was serving them at this meal with Aaron and Yisrael and Zikne Yisrael. So what do you mean lefnei Ha'alokim, it's lefnei Moshe? Elvom alecha, kol anena mis'udash tamachacha, m'shari besocha, ki lenena meziv ha'shchina. Since Moshe was there, it's like Hashem was there, and it's like you're getting hana from the Shechina itself. If you leave someone, your friend, you should not say to them, Lech Bishalom. You should say, Lech Lishalom. Share Yisro, Sha'amar lo Moshe, Lech Lishalom, Allah that's Liach. Yisro said to Moshe, Lech Lishalom, with a Lamid, and Moshe was ultimately Matzliach. And David, Sha'amar lo Avshalom, Lech Bishalom, Halach Vinitle. David said to Avshalom, Lech Bishalom, and ultimately he did not have the best outcome. So we should say, Lech Lishalom to people, if I want them to have vatzlacha, we should not say lech bishalom. Bishalom sounds like it's like stagnant, like you're currently bishalom, like currently you're in peace right now. Lech lishalom, lishalom sounds like moving like to the future. You should continue to grow from madrega to madrega. A very nice word from the Gra. The Gra says by Yosef and the Shvatim that the Shvatim did not like Yosef so much, and the pasuk says below yachlu davro lishalom. They wouldn't say lishalom to Yosef. They said bishalom. They didn't want Yosef to be matzliach. They want Yosef to not have the best outcome. That's the Gra. Rabbi Avin Alevi, Hanifter min Hamais. If you're leaving a mace, so here it's different. Al Yomar lo lech lishalom ela lech bishalom. Then you should say bishalom with the bays if I'm leaving a mace. Shine marva ata tavo ela vosecha bishalom. That pasuk we see when it comes to leaving a mace, you would say the bays lech bishalom. Amar Rabbi Levi Barchia, Hayotzi Beis Knesset, Nichnas Beis Hamedrash, the Osek Betorah, Zochah Mekabel Panei Hashchina. If you go immediately out of shul and you go to the Beis Medrash and you learn Torah, like you leave Shachris and you walk to the Chabura, learn Daf HaShavua, so going straight from shul into the Beis Medrash and Osek Betorah, you're Zochah to Mekabel Panei Hashchina. Shnei Amar Yelchu Mechayel El Chayel Yeraeh El Elokim B'tzion. When you go from Chayel El Chayel, you will see, you'll be seen by Hakadosh Baruch Hu, by the Shechina. Amar Rechia Barashi, Amar Rav. Tmei Chachamim, Ein Laim Menucha, Lo Be'olam Hazeh, Lo Be'olam Haba. Tmei Chachamim never have any Menucha in Olam Hazeh or Olam Haba. Shnemar Yelchu Mechayel El Chayil, Yireh El Elokim, Betzion. Marsha says that they're always Osik in Torah in Olam Hazeh, and that's going to be the same job in Olam Haba. They're also going to learn there, so it's going to be the same work here and there. And Rashi says, Ein Laim Menucha, they're always going from Yeshiva to Yeshiva, Medrash to Medrash, so they're always going, that's what they're always busy with in Olam Hazeh, and also in Olam Haba. Rabbi Elazar Merchanina, the final mimer from Masechtas Brachos, which also is the end of many other Masechtas, that says, Tamini Chachamim, Marbim Shalom Ba'olam, Tamini Chachamim, increase peace in the world, Shneamar, Bechol Barayach Limudei Hashem. First I'll add in, the Chassam Sofer says, this connects to what we were talking about earlier, that you should be Shoel, the Shalom Chavero B'Shem, that the Chachamim are Metakin, you should say Shalom to your friend, you should use the Shem Hashem when you greet people, so perhaps, the Marbim Shalom Ba'olam, they make people say Shalom more, they're saying you should say Shalom, the Shem Hashem when you greet people. That's a nice vert. But practically, the pshat is that the chachamim are increasing peace in the world because that's what their job is. V'chol banayich, the mudei Hashem, v'rav shalom banayich. Al tikre banayich, ala bonayich, that the builders, the chachamim, who are the builders, are rav shalom, they're increasing shalom in the world. The Gra also has a nice remez over here. So we said that this is the ending of many other Masechtos. It's also the ending of Masechtas Brachos, Yevamos, and Nazir, and Krisos. And the Gra says that's all a Rashi Tevos of Banayich. Banayich is Brachos, Nazir, Yevamos, Krisos, the four different Masechtos which all end off with the Chachamim increasing Shalom in the world. Aruch Lanera goes and explains how the four different Masechtos are teaching us the four different Shaloms that Hashem gives. That Yevamos is like Shalom in Avon Chaviro, like you're increasing your brother's name after Yevamos. Could have been here Yevamos too. Maybe next time. So Yevamos is between you and your brother, so like you're helping, like Shalom between Avon Chaviro. Brachos is Avon Makom, it's saying Brachos to Hashem and Davening to Hashem. Nazir, he says, is to prevent Sota. Nazir is don't have wine, so you don't have Shalom bias issues. So that's Shalom bin Ishla Ishto, and Krisos is Shalom between your nefesh and between your guf and your neshama. You shouldn't have karis, and your neshama should not be cut off. So that's the Shalom, four different types of Shalom from the four different Masechtas, which all end off with this following Maimer. and now we're going to actually do it. Shalom Rav, hello, this is Arasacha. So that there's peace for the Oves or Asacha. As I said, there is peace for the Tamei Chachamim, for those who love Torah. Yishalom Bechelech, another Gemara just ends off with other psukim about Shalom. Yishalom Bechelech, Shavar Amnosayech, Manachai Verayar Adabana Shalom Bach, Mambisham Lokina Vakshat Tovlach, Hashem Ozama Yitin, Hashem Varech Esamova Shalom. There should be a lot of Shalom, and Hashem Lach Vervoe, Vaslik Alam Asachas Brachos, Baruch Hashem, we've been Messiahin, Asachas Brachos, and next week, starting off Asachas Sukkah.
Yashar Kawa.
Beautiful.
There's a bra with the Russian shirt.